Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Koch.
And our show, Sound Opinions, is about exploring music today, giving trends an historical perspective,
and being blown away by what's brand new to the scene.
Greg, I'm going to Angelica Garcia's Cha-Cha Palace, which made number three on my list. I know you love it as well.
You know, where should you start with Bill Withers? I mean, the first four studio albums are extraordinary, but for me, the signpost record is Live at Carnegie Hall.
It kills me at the end of that track when it opens up into that Everybody's a Star chant.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
We've spent more than 20 years dissecting the latest in music, revisiting classics, interviewing artists, and sharing some of our under-the-radar favorites.
We know a lot about music, but each week we're still learning from the musical legends, innovators that look at music a bit differently, and other music journalists.
Mary Clayton singing her iconic part on the Rolling Stones song, Gimme Shelter. I mean, holy mackerel.
It leaves us speechless.
A chill down the spine every time I hear that.
Yeah. That's fascinating, John. When you're on the set then with Jamie Lee Curtis or Kurt Russell, it wasn't like you had the tune in your head.
No, I would be singing a Beatles song or something, you know.
And your mom had actually played in a High Life band, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she played when she was young and actually quit because she got pregnant of me and she kind of had to leave music. I think that's why she's also so happy that I continued that path.
That you picked it up.
Yeah.
The repercussions of, I think, Disco Demolition Night, people maybe were aware of them, but the disco backlash had kind of been, I mean, y'all know, surely, the disco backlash had been kind of accumulating before Disco Demolition.
Oh, Disco Demolition comes late.
Most importantly, we learn from you. Because at Sound Opinions, everyone can let out their inner critic in our community.
I'm calling about your show on February 26th.
I enjoyed your show about Carole King, but I did want to take particular issue with what Tony Stern said.
And I also wanted to chime in about Henry Rollins.
So join us each week from your favorite place to listen to shows. We'll be there.